I've been translated into the kingdom of God, dear son. And he's not in your kingdom, and you don't have any control over him. And guess what? You don't have no control over me, because I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. He's the head, and I'm a part of his body. And just like you can't control him, you can't control me. I control you. I have become your master. Now bow your knee. Take your little duds and get out of here. Right. In the name of Jesus. Take your little sickness, take your little stuff and hit the road. Can you see this? He said, in whom? Letting you know. So you can have the evidence, the proof, the understanding, the revelation, in whom we have redemption. What you mean? In whom I have been purchased. I've been redeemed. I've been bought back. God has purchased me. God has bought me, purchased me, and he owns me, and you have no claim on me whatsoever. I've been redeemed. How did he do it? In whom we have redemption through his blood. You saw him when he hung on that cross, Satan. You saw that blood coming. That blood redeemed me. I'm free as I can ever. I'm as free as free can be. You don't have one single, nothing. So don't you touch nothing of me, because everything I am belongs to God. Spirit, soul, and body. Everything. I belongs to God. So I've been redeemed, and the blood has washed me, and I stand in the presence of God as though I never been out. I never done anything wrong. I stand in the presence of God without any condemnation. I stand in the presence of God because I'm a new creature. I'm a new creature. The old is dead. The one that used to serve you is dead and removed and buried. This new creature never been under your control. Did y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
I came out of God. I'm in the kingdom of God. I am the righteousness. I have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I've been set free in the name of Jesus. And everything God has belongs to me.
Yes, sir.
I become an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Whatever Jesus has, I have it. You have it. He's not sick. There should be no sickness on earth. There's no sickness in heaven. There should be no sickness on earth. So since it shouldn't be, I'm not going to let it be in me. I resist it. I will not tolerate it. I will not put up with it. I will not compromise. I boldly, fearless, resist it in the name of Jesus with the word of God. And it's just like I resist sickness, I resist poverty. Just like I resist sickness and poverty, I resist spiritual death. I will not be dominated by demons. I will not be dominated by evil. I will not live my life under addiction of evil. I will not do it. How do you get there? If it's messing with you, Satan, daily, that this atmosphere is infested with them, trying to break your fellowship, trying to lead you away from God, trying to get you so involved in natural things and wicked things. See, he start off in something that you may be kind of interested in, to get you so involved that you forget this word. No. 1,000 times, 100,000, million, billion, trillion times. No. I will not vacate, separate, ignore, put the word somewhere else. Number one. First place. And I work on myself. I work on my flesh. I work on my mind. And I keep it under control until I train it, until I get it there. That I'm going to hold fast to my confession. Yes. I am delivered. I never walk out and speak against my brother and sister again. I'm going to speak good things over them, to them. I'm going to hold fast saying the same thing the word says about them. Are y'all in the house? Are y'all in the house? Are you hearing what's being said? I'm not going to talk contrary. I'm not going to get among the brethren and speak things contrary to the word of God to them. I'm going to tell them exactly what the words say. God loves you. I'm not going to talk to one brother about another against the word of God. I'm going to say to them what the words say to them, and I get to that one, I'm going to say to them what the words say to them. Are y'all in the house?
Yes, sir.
So he said, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even what? The forgiveness of sin. Sin was forgiven and sin was wiped out by the blood. Hallelujah. Look at Romans, look at Ephesians. Ephesians 1:7. See Ephesians 1:7? In whom we have what? In whom we have redemption, how? Through his blood. The forgiveness of sin, how? According to what? The riches of his grace. Now, how rich is his grace? For by grace are you saved. Grace is so rich that it saved you. Through faith. And you use your faith to receive the grace. Grace and faith is how you operate now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm redeemed. I'm free. The blood freed me. He did it by his grace. Hallelujah. Now, who am I? Come over to the second chapter. Ephesians. I don't know why I'm doing that. Ephesians 2:10. Are you there? This is what you confess. We are, who are we? See, you're not old scoundrel. Oh, poor old pitiful me. No. That's not who you are. And don't you talk that way to about yourself. You talk about yourself the way God talks about you. We are his workmanship. Who are we? His workmanship. Created how? In Christ Jesus. Created in Christ Jesus. Unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. What kind of works? Good works. And so if you're going around doing evil stuff, that's not you. Get away from there. Get out of there. You're wiser than that. You're smarter than that. You're more intelligent than that. You don't want evil. You don't want destruction. You don't want violence. No, you're created for good work. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, yes, cometh down from the Father of light, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning.